Hello and welcome to an edition of Slim Pickings. Few minutes of Dipanj Napal and
Supriya Nair
talking to you about a burning question that one among you in our audience has had about books and reading. With us in the studio today is our friend May.
Hello.
Superstar podcast host extraordinaire.
Don't make me shy.
100% made in India.
Yeah. Yay!
That is so smooth. Not subtle at all.
May, what is a question an audience member may have had for us for this week?
The question I've got is an interesting one because I feel I bond with it a little bit because a friend had literally asked me to do this. But what is a food book that you can gift a friend?
So gifts are always very complicated, I feel, because they say a lot about you as a gifter. Mm. And they should ideally both be an expression of you as a gifter, but also respond to what you think of this person, right? Something that they'll be interested in. There are some amazing sort of, you know, recipe plus anecdote kind of books out there, which are not my thing personally, because I'm one of those people who doesn't follow recipes much at all. So I literally have like two recipe books that I have been gifted, as it turns out, and have never looked at. So do you follow recipe books? Do you like recipe books?
I like reading cookbooks.
There you go.
Particularly if they're about things that I don't have to cook, which I think is exactly the sweet spot between giving you some purpose and thinking, oh, here's something really elaborate that I could try, but that I can't because I can't find the exotic ingredients required to make it. And that give you a sense of where, you know, the homeland of this food and its history and what the writer intends to show us of the world that the food comes from. Two cookbooks that gave me a lot of pleasure along those lines were, they're less than 10 years old. The Saffron Dales by Yasmin Khan is a book about food in Iran, which was great. It was like the consumer friendly version of a, you know, like a Kiarostami movie or so. But I mean, of course, not exactly. Of course, it's like very urban. You know, she's a British author. A lot of her food stories are set in like kind of a very bustling, cosmopolitan sort of Iran. But a beautiful insight into the family settings of, you know, people cooking and eating in parts of Iran. And of course, amazing food that you want to eat immediately, but that you can't because maybe your local Kirana store doesn't stock pomegranate syrup. Oh, no. The second book that I really enjoyed, this may actually have been published because Central Asian food enjoyed like a real moment in the United States before the pandemic, but it was called Caucasus or Caucasus by Olia Hercules. It's about the food of Georgia and
Khachapuris.
Yeah, and the regions of around the Caucasian mountains.
My mouth is just watering thinking of the cheese, bread and egg. Oh.
Very gorgeous, beautifully photographed. Again, if your friend doesn't cook at all or doesn't want to cook, always reliable to give a food book with great photography because they can just leave it on their coffee table for others to enjoy.
Very good point.
I have a third recommendation.
Yes.
Which, if I may.
Yes, of course.
The food writer Helen Rosner recently recommended the audiobook of Heartburn by Nora Ephron, a book I'd never actually read before. This audiobook is read or performed by Meryl Streep, who in fact played the heroine of Heartburn in the movie adaptation. And I have, as someone who has never liked audiobooks particularly, may I just say, this is the best time I have had listening to anything all year. You know, sometimes you forget about Meryl Streep when you haven't seen her in a while and you think, oh, maybe she's overrated and, you know, or she played Thatcher, like, you know, how great can she be? And then you hear her read this audiobook and she blows you out of the water. You know, I'm just lying there in bed, like laughing up at my ceiling. Amazing. Heartburn is about a food writer and it does technically include some recipes, which I suppose you could choose to try if that's your thing.
Speaking of food writers, there was a book by Nigel Slater called Toast, The Story of a Boy's Hunger, which was his memoir. And it was like a culinary memoir. One of the most beautiful books and quite sad and poignant in many ways. Very beautifully written. I must now look up if somebody has read Toast out for an audiobook.
Maybe Nigel Slater himself.
That may not be such a great idea. But if someone like Stephen Fry has, for example, I mean, I just feel like, you know, good actors can do this with voices much better than writers can.
It is an actor's job. You're right.
You know, writers were meant to write. They were not meant to read out.
Some writers need this PSA. So if some of you famous Indians who are listening to this, just, you know, we're subtweeting you. Go on.
Through a podcast, because we're multitaskers like that. And I just did like a weird move with my hands, which you're lucky you did not see, dear listener. Anyway.
Trauma right here, yeah.
Okay, so the other book that I would recommend for someone who likes sort of geeking out a little on the history and anecdotes surrounding food is The Flavor of Spice by Mariam Reshi. It's really sort of solidly researched stuff. And we tend to forget that spices have, before money and oil, spices were the currency on which civilizations stood and bonded with one another. So it's a really fun book to read. And yeah, it'll make you look at ingredients in a different light by the end of it. Final recommendation is a novel called Lights Out in Wonderland by D.B.C. Pierre. It is a trippy head rush of a novel. It travels to different parts. The two parts that I remember particularly well, one is a meal in Tokyo and another is a banquet in Berlin. D.B.C. Pierre has a real gift for writing that feels like it's on drugs, basically. Like, it's on a high.
I love D.B.C. Pierre.
Yeah, right?
Like, I've only ever read one book, which is the one that
Vernon Godlittle?
Yeah. Which blew my mind. And he genuinely is the trippiest writer.
Yeah, he really is. And in Lights Out in Wonderland, he's kind of taking down this whole Michelin culture and, you know, oh, this food does this and it does that and there are tones of this and wisps of that. He's like, yeah, you're on drugs. That's what's going on. But he writes it in a way that, you know, the danger of food, the darkness that sort of runs through so much of this ingredient mixing, the experience of it, the luxness just, you know, sort of pushing that envelope of what is going to feel luxurious. How far do you have to go to feel like your senses are going to light up with food? And to what extent will those trying to give you that experience push you? I just basically enjoyed sushi so much more when I thought, like, back to Lights Out in Wonderland, because he just eats this thing which might kill you. And you're like, I'm still going to try it anyway. It's fantastic. So these are the three books that I would suggest you go through and figure out, like, is your friend a pothead? In which case, D.B.C. Pierre. Mm-hmm. Is your friend a geeky cookbook-loving person, or anyone who likes to travel, actually, I would recommend the cookbooks that Supriya just spoke about. If they are, you know, just basically trying to unwind, then Nora Ephron or Nigel Slater.
Right. Also, if they're getting divorced or their spouse has cheated on them.
Wow. That really opens it up.
Yeah.
Couple of books that I would recommend, and one I've actually gifted, mm-hmm. was a book by drummer Questlove of The Roots. And he did this book called Something to Food About, Exploring Creativity with Innovative Chefs. So Questlove has this obsession with creativity, and he is constantly trying to understand what makes us creative or what is that spark. So he has this thing called a book that I've read called Creativity Quest. And so this is one about food because he loves food. And so he talks to chef about like how they're creative with food. And the other one, which is like my comfort food book, it's called Nice Cup of Tea and a Sit Down by Nicey and Wifey. And it is amazing. Basically, Nicey and Wifey are a husband and wife duo, Stuart and Jenny Payne, and they're from Cambridge in England. And the whole book is just about like tea and the millions of biscuits you get from the UK, right? So it's like the different kinds of tea and what is builder's tea, what is this, and like different kinds of like a jam biscuit of this or that. So
I need to get this for my parents.
You have to get. So Nice Cup of Tea and a Sit Down by Nicey and Wifey is like, I could read that book again and again and again. Aww. It's the most fun book. And I don't usually read books that often, like again and again. This is one of them. So that's my food.
Sound gorgeous.
Guys. My parents demolish exactly 2 packets of biscuits every morning with their morning cuppa. And of course, they claim that they finish the biscuits because if they don't, then, you know, it'll get moist and soggy. And biscuit has rights, damn it. Mm. You know, for the betterment of the biscuits, they are chomped and eaten. So this sounds like, oh, I have to get it for them. Thank you for that.
Yay, gift. An actual book gift is happening.
They sound amazing. I'm going to get the Questlove book for myself because I love him for not making the Netflix show about it yet.
Yet.
You never
know. No disrespect to Netflix.
Okay, and that is the end of another Slim Picking.
Now we will go and get fat.
I'm hungry.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
Had to happen.
Okay,
this will never go out of my head. It'll just never go out of my head.
That was it for this Slim Picking. For fatter conversations and greasier talk, listen in to The Lip Pickers with Supriya and Dipanjana. Bye for now.
The Lip Pickers is a Made in India production. Don't forget to rate and review and follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, tell everyone you know about the show. Share it on social media, tell your friends and family, scream about it on your rooftop. It really helps get the word out. Oh, and use the hashtag LitPickers. Follow Supriya and Dipanjana on Twitter or Instagram. You can also find all of the books they've mentioned or recommended in an online resource via a link in our episode description. Thanks. Keep listening.